Then there's this, play ball, celebrate the Cubs with team memorabilia, exclusive books, and so much more. Visit ChicagoTribuneStore.com and check it out today. Think of the bright side, though. At least you got it out of the way before your Thanksgiving meal. You know, you got to see it, and it's done. It's over. Just try to do that. If you have any intention of seeing the Barton picture, just go ahead and get it over with.
No one should do
but
that.
I wouldn't advise it. I agree, Violetta. You just, yeah, you wouldn't.
I mean, curiosity kills the cat, right? But look it up if you want.
It's hard to avoid it, though, actually, because it's just everywhere.
Oh, God!
It's just...
trending.
So many things are wrong with it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's talk Davy Stoddard, shall we?
Yes.
I don't know.
She'll save us.
I don't even know if I should even bring this up to her.
No, I wouldn't. I really wouldn't.
Yeah. All right, AB.
Yeah?
Have you seen the picture?
Gosh, you just brought it up.
No, I don't look at pictures of Republican congressmen's junk.
It's blurred. They took the junk out. It's the rest.
AB probably has access to the room.
No, it's the rest. Oh, God. Oh, God.
I can't bear it.
You will not unsee it. You know, they say there's pictures you can't unsee. Yeah. And I think I've seen a lot of stuff.
Don't make me.
I'm not going to make you. I'm just going to say, I'm just warning all of our friends out there, if you choose to look at this, not only will you never look at this guy the same way again, because, you know, and who should, but, I mean, this is a view that his doctor hasn't seen. This is a view I've never seen of myself and never would want to.
No.
Oh, God!
Oh, my Lord.
People need to keep that, not bring it to Thanksgiving.
Yes, if you want to. Now, this is the thing, you know, for like, if all of a sudden a political discussion breaks out on Thanksgiving and you want a bunch of leftovers, pull the picture out and show it to people. They'll run out of your house. They won't eat, and you'll have all the food to yourself.
Go to the bathroom.
Oh,
I know. I know. All right. I guess the biggest series of questions that we should have here. I'm starting to believe something, and you tell me if I'm like totally crazy. You know, the president is often described by people around him. Well, yeah, he's, you know, off the record, they'll say, well, he's a little crazy, but crazy like a fox. He knows exactly what he's doing. And I tend not to believe that until just about now, whereas we had yesterday probably one of the most important anti-consumer, pro-business, and big business owners thing happen in the history of modern America with the dissolution of net neutrality, which basically is going to allow the big corporate providers of internet, your service providers, to be able to throttle up and throttle down any website they wish to or any other information provider, content provider, that they want to for their own needs, so they can either hold those guys up so that they have to pay those providers more to get faster access to you, or for political purposes or for corporate purposes if they choose to. And the Trump administration through their FCC just said, hey, yep, that's what we're going to do. They just changed it like that. And in the meantime, we're talking about LeVar Ball.
I know. I'm disturbed by the net neutrality thing.
Your thoughts?
I don't know. Maybe it was more news about one more list of the long list of items that Jared Kushner is under scrutiny for with the special counsel that was a headline he wanted to change. You know, there's usually more than one.
Yeah, there might be.
That's true.
And it was the Jared.
And he might not have watched the LeVar Ball interview, and he might not have had time to watch the whole thing and sort of ingest it until he got to Mar-a-Lago after he pardoned the turkeys, and that's when he had to get going about LeVar Ball.
And the Jared Kushner piece, by the way, if people are wondering, because I don't think a lot of people did see this yesterday, is that there's another piece of data that he did not share, right? That there was an exchange that he did not share?
Well, they're now examining his role at the behest of the Israeli government in a dispute at the UN during the transition in December of 2015, when he was not yet officially in the government. And it's the special counsel will be asking him there are many areas now for which he's, you know, going to be questioned. The role he had in perhaps recommending that the president fired James Comey, this UN dispute, obviously his omissions on the SF-86 form, his meetings with, various Russians. And it's possible as well that they're going to be examining some of his financial dealings. So he's it doesn't mean that he's criminally exposed, but he has not been entirely truthful and not shared all the documents with his, the fact that he was in the WikiLeaks emails and everything with the Senate committee. And so therefore he's now, for many reasons, he is now going to be interviewed by the special counsel for, the following five subjects that I mentioned that taken together, bring him under a cloud of suspicion. Again, doesn't mean he's committed any crimes, but the person who's pursuing whether or not crimes committed is going to be talking to Jared Kushner. And he's just gone completely silent. There's reporting out of Vanity Fair that the president wants his daughter and son-in-law to go back to New York and thinks that they're getting too much negative press. So there's a real question about what his remaining role is and whether or not, he's in some kind of legal trouble.
Yeah. AB, I want to ask you about the Congressman Conyers thing. Two Democrats are now asking for him to resign over his sex harassment issues. But I think, and I don't know if he should or shouldn't, but I think one of the more interesting things to all of us as taxpayers that came out of this is this so-called slush fund that was paying off sexual harassment victims in some cases, and that it was kept secret, and the U.S. Treasury was actually paying for them. Were you aware of this, and why didn't it seem to be public knowledge?
That's really going to be, I hope, the biggest, reform revelation to come out of this is the fact that the Office of Compliance created by the Congressional Accountability Act is the body that settles disputes. And sometimes they're employee discrimination, racial issues. It's not always having to do with sexual harassment or sexual assault, but they have done settlements. And then I think the reporting on Congressman Conyers shows that he took his own office budget funds and provided a 3-month sort of severance as a deal. I guess it's implied to silence an employee that he had harassed. And so the question comes, the two questions that arise are what kind of money is the Office of Compliance free to dole out to resolve these issues and settlements? And then as a member operating your own member, your office budget, are you allowed without the leadership knowing to start paying off people who you harm? So we have to get to the bottom of how these funds are used, and it really needs to be legislated. Needs to be taken care of in addressed in legislation immediately. And then, we're going to have to know which members were involved in paying off settlements.
Yeah.
One would think we should. Yeah. I mean, it seems like
it's been going on for years.
One thing for IBM, but it's not. It's USA. It's a little different.
Right. It is different.
Yeah. All right. AB, have a great Thanksgiving. Thank you for sharing
your
time with us.
Guys. Thanks so much.
AB. Appreciate it. Talk to AB Stoddard from RealClearPolitics.com. Okay. We've got Kim Gordon standing by. WGN is 2 minutes away.